Hello, and welcome back to The Ruben Show, the Ruben Podcast, brought to you by N. Thank you so, so much for tuning in week after week after week. It truly means a lot to me. And if it means that much more to you as well, then let me know about it. Let me know which topics you'd like me to cover. Let me know how you like the format to go. Let me know if you want to see a guest here. Well, hear a guest here or there, I should say. But really, I use this podcast as a way to sort of let people in to my process in terms of being a creative person. The way which I approach roles and what I'd like to be cast in, what I love about certain types of theatre, film, television shows, all those kind of things. With that being said, I have passion, I have fire, I have drive. Goodness, but it just turns out that money is the way that things go around. And I've been on the other side. I've been below the other side of non-success. And to imagine for any moment that someone does not even want to acknowledge their privilege. Then again, if you're born in a very particular bubble, then hey, I suppose if you've never seen the colour red in your life, then and if you see it for the first time, would you know that it's red? Sort of thing. So, yeah. But either way, I strongly believe that as an actor, you're supposed to hold a mirror to society. You're supposed to be a voice for people who don't have a voice for themselves. And you're supposed to bring light to many a story and a subject, preferably on stage or screen or through voice. However, I still believe that we are still supposed to call out any gross injustice when we see it. Then again, as I go through life and how can I word this? There's a certain magic in appreciating the end product of anything that you have, be it a piece of food, a plate of food, be it a musical, be it a film, be it a book. And sometimes when you crack those processes right on their heads, crack them open for them to see, it's like, does an egg look prettier if you crack it open? Does it look prettier if you fry it? Does it look prettier if you boil it, bake it, poach it? You know? And you have to straddle the difference between talking, goodness me. Of course, this is a direct response to my last podisode. But just being in it and knowing the trials and tribulations that people have to go through to get anything. You have to prove their worth, quote unquote, for decades sometimes. And someone can just do the cha-cha slide online and terrestrially, and that's their big debut. I feel like in the music industry plants are like a thing which people have no problem talking about, yet for whatever reason when it comes to theatre and even to an extent film, because in film especially, say if you have a period piece being anything from the Greeks, the Romans, the Victorian times, if you serve the look that they're going for. Heck, if they are casting for a 6'5" person, if you see someone that tall on the street, then you're gonna snatch them up and put them in a movie, rather than, you know, do a wide casting call and go through that all through that process. I understand that perfectly. I do. Yet for some reason, goodness, sometimes things are a game. And you do have to ask yourself, what do people care about? What would let people in? Because thank you so much for tuning in week after week. And I feel like when you let people into that process, you do. You're a fan listening to this right now, right? Like, you do get people who are integral to learning about all of the steps inside a process. And you have some people who just want to come and see the show. And you have people who very much have their own lives. And that's what they... And... Gosh. I guess what irks me the most out of all of this is that when I constantly see people who want it, that's what they were born to do, and the world pisses on them on every step, and you have a collection of people who are just like, hey, I'm just here. And if you're just here, then I guess that's fine. And some people are just here, but they're good at what they want to do. But it's not like ingrained in their DNA, whatever. A job is a job. I get it. Sure. But as an actor, knowing that I have to put a mirror to society for my livelihood, then I suppose you have to straddle the difference between doing that on screen and off screen. I mean, there are countless stories of things being done behind the scenes so that the end product can be as successful as it needs to be. Yet, sometimes I almost feel cheated out of the process, you know? I'm being told very, very different things from people who are supposedly gatekeepers in the industry and people who are actually in it. It's just very, very confusing. Very, very confusing. I value integrity. I value the process. I respect the process. Honestly and truly, I do. And I don't want to take away from anybody's plight at all. Heck. I mean, to toot my own horn here. Honestly, I've tried to be involved in every single school play. And from some of my very first school plays, some of my teachers were running up to my mother being like, oh, wow, he's amazing. He should take this paper. You should put him in a class, blah, 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 blah. And it took so long for me to find that light again and to really hit things hard the way in which I think I deserve to hit it, you know? So can I ask of anyone who is in the industry right now, can you at least pretend like there is some integrity left in the world. Can you please? I've talked to people, many a people. We all appreciate art in all its forms. Someone had to put pen to paper to design that white t-shirt. Someone had to pick the exact shade of white. Someone had to do a mood board, research, all those kind of things. However, I don't want to float to the top as much as I want to work as hard as the tens, thousands, millions of people, potentially, who would watch my work, who tune in like you, week after week. I get it. We work hard, most times early in life, so we don't have to work hard afterwards, so that we can rest. And art moves society forwards. Paradigm shifts are a definite thing. There have been... The best example is theatre, right? Shakespeare is excellent at providing a complete mirror to society. I was an extra once. I think it was called Will. It was a TV show shown in the USA. And honestly, the directors were like, "Hey yo, this is what was going..." Okay, maybe they didn't say "Ayo." But they were like, "Yeah, this is what was going on at the time. Theatre was the one way that people could be vicariously or by performing the words themselves on stage really put their middle fingers up to royalty at the time." There were like, William, my homeboy Billy, was like, "This is what's going on. This is what we are showing the boys and girls of the world." And he didn't get beheaded because, like, "Oh no, it's a play. It's make-believe, I promise you." And even then, I would have been, like, just a touch smarter. And then, like, I would have, like, really made up some some names and things. And you know, that's what I would have done. And I suppose you feel that much more power than making a play or a web series or anything about a particular subject than just to rant and rave on social media. I understand that too. But to think that... Which episode did I say that it was? It seems easier to get an acting job than it does seem to get a 9-to-5. Goodness me. Because here's me thinking that you had to be... I get it. You get someone who are like, have nothing going on in their lives outside of acting and theatre and such. And that is equally as sad, I think. However, like, really? You think that you can just... not even pretend to care and get launched on such an incredible platform, whereas this one, that one, this one, this, they have to go, oh god, me, I had an interview the other day and they were like, "Okay, so yeah, so we have other candidates, okay, fine, I'll call you back maybe tomorrow evening." Okay, cool. But then she was telling me about the process of getting involved. And we're like, "Okay, but if you get the job, then we're going to give you a 3-hour trial just to make sure that you like the job." That's what they like to do, right? They're like, "No, make sure you like the job." Like, Miss Thing, at this point in time, I need... Hello. Oh, goodness me. Now, I may not be a cash cow just yet, Miss Honey. I want to be a household name and a blockbuster success, yes. However, by and large, you need some kind of privilege to get started in the acting industry, and that's just how it works. Privilege being through experience or through other means. Like, hello. That's why I encourage all people to get in the arts, because... I mean, if the arts are not your calling, then it's not your calling. But honestly speaking, the way in which the 9-to-5 process is, they want you to be very, very dedicated to their job and their business and their livelihood, and that's great. However, they want you to be dedicated to the extent of they want you to cancel your whole sense of being for the sake of a 9-to-5. And to me, heck, if let have and give back in your own life. Not judging, I'm not, I promise you. But this episode in particular, they were like, "Yeah, so it's gonna be a 3-week, a 3-hour trial." Okay, great. and then it's going to be another 2-week trial, sort of like an extended trial, so that like you're really dedicated to the business. And I'm like, goodness, I have wasted too much time trying to find a business which represents my wants and needs fully, and I just cannot find it. So I'm letting anyone know today, if they should happen to Google me and all that nonsense. Yes. Like, I want to earn some capital so I can rejig this thing, so I can give you this podcast the way it needs to be given, and I can really show the world what people can be made of. That's what I want. That's what makes me happy. Goodness. So, thinking, just even in my mind's eye, thinking that you have to go through all of that, and then I can dedicate 2 weeks of my life and my time, which could have been spent finding another job, and trying to be ingrained in another business. And someone can just do the 1-2 step, and then they get what everyone has dedicated their lives training for. Have we got it all wrong? Have we? And assuming he wants to do it the way in which I want to do it, hopping from job to make a career out of this, you know, it's almost like once you're in, but then it's like, what about, isn't even one to, does he think, people just don't even pretend to care these days. And girl, if you want to follow or retweet that, then you go on ahead. At the same time now, I'm not saying that you should blindly follow people who put up all this fluff just to say that they can fluff and then you see through it either. But people have to try so hard and work to the bone to earn pennies waiting tables. So shouldn't I have to take that mentality into what I truly want to do in life? And then be like, hey yo, I see you, but trust and believe, I'm working just as hard as you are. Sort of thing? If I'm wrong for that, then I'll be as wrong as the day is long. Honest to God. Honest to Jesus, honest to Allah, honest to Flying Spaghetti Monster, honest to that guitar sitting over there, next to the wall. Oh, all they do is just sit around all day and get paid for it. No, no, you have to put in work to know those angles, know the lighting. It's artistry at its finest. Oh yeah, there's clothes hangers just walking up and down all day. No, 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 no. You have to put in work to maintain your physique, your body, everything. All they do is I can go on and on and on about this, but no, I want to put in the work. And I value the work. I love the work. Maybe that's why I dropped out of university the first time, because in my mind's eye, I definitely wanted to play and party more than I wanted to, you know, put pen to paper. But then I'm thinking, that's something that should never end. I think. For me, anyway. But with all that being said, if you just want to see the end product, then I suppose you're not necessarily, as a consumer, caring about all the process and everything else. Like, you know, I just want a phone that serves what I want to do well. I'm not necessarily thinking about this thing and that thing and the ethos and everything else. Just like, sometimes I just want food. I'm not necessarily caring about all the things associated with such. Sometimes I just want clothes. You know what I mean? But when you are in an industry, then I guess sometimes you forget that oh, okay, maybe this is just what it is, and I should just not even focus any amount of time on what does not serve my artistic goals, nor my spirit, nor the values of anyone else I know. And I should just pause, step back, and really and I should spend more time uplifting myself than tearing down others, even if they deserve it. So thank you so much for tuning into this podisode of The Ruben Show, The Ruben Podcast, brought to you by N. Mwah. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ruben Witter, that is at sign RUBANWHEDDER. Thank you so much.